Library presents A Boy in the Fairy World by Kate Korsch. Read for you by Phoebe Stroll. Chapter 1. "Solid work tonight, little fairy," Una said to herself. "You may not be important just yet, but you're getting there." She put her wand in its case, turned off her glowworm lamp, and snuggled down into her nest, ready to snooze.
Whoop, whoop, whoop! Clang, 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 clang!
The sound was deafening, but covering her ears only made it louder because the alarm was inside Una's head. It was her extra fairy perception, or EFP for short, signaling a level 13 emergency.
"Oof, not now," said Una.
Una Bramblegoop, otherwise known as the Underwear Fairy, had just returned from a full night of supplying magically protective underwear to clumsy children. Now all she wanted to do was pull a blanket of cloud fluff over her head and dream about glitterberry cakes. Her EFP, however, had other ideas.
"Whoop, whoop!
Okay, okay, crud muffin," Una muttered at her own brain.
She sat up and focused on the alarm. Immediately, the noise stopped and the source of the emergency appeared behind her eyelids. It was her very first human customer, a boy named Marco. He needed replacement underwear full of auto-wedgie magic to keep him safe. Marco was so clumsy that without magic wedgies to snap him to attention, he would get banged up faster than dress shoes at recess. Una understood. She often felt like a troll in a china shop herself. There was just one problem. The sun was about to peek over the horizon, and it was forbidden for fairies to leave Blackberry Bog in the daytime. The proper fairy thing to do would be to wait until nightfall, but Una had never been very good at doing the proper fairy thing. Besides, if she waited until tonight, Marco would probably look like he'd been inside a giant pinball machine. If there was one thing Una couldn't stand, it was the thought of her humans getting hurt. Nope, she decided. She needed to go right now. If she hurried, she could get down there and restock his underwear drawer before he woke up. Una grabbed her wand and skimmed back down the staircase that wrapped around her tree, her wings helping so she stayed just above the steps. Fun fairy fact. Even though fairies can fly, they spend most of their time a few inches above the ground. The higher they go, the more tired their wings get. And since wings are also where magic is stored, most fairies like to keep their wings fully charged. At the bottom, she almost crashed into her little cousin, Horace. Fortunately, he also wore magical underwear from Una, so a wedgie scooted him backward and out of her way.
"Good morning, Una. It's a great day to be a fairy, isn't it? Want to talk about slug stuff? Help me plan the slug spelling bee? The slug swim meet? Make slug snacks together?"
Horace had recently earned his first official job as slug fairy. Slug slime was the main ingredient in the coating that kept all of Blackberry Bog invisible to the human world. Since slugs were at their slimiest right after breakfast, Horace liked to get an early start on slime collection. He already had a slug on each shoulder and one on top of his head.
"Can't today, cousin. Next time."
Una began flying toward the human world entrance.
"Where are you going? Isn't it almost bedtime for you?"
Horace called after her.
"Emergency," Una said over her shoulder.
"Emergency? What kind of emergency?"
The next thing she knew, Horace was right next to her, half running, half flying with his newly sprouted stubby wings.
"A bathroom emergency? You should probably head back to your nest. That's where the closest bath—"
"No, Horace, not that kind of emergency."
Ugh, Una did not have time for this. But she knew Horace well enough to know that ignoring him wouldn't help. She stopped and explained the situation in as few words as she could.
"But—"
Horace looked like she had told him that ice cream was extinct.
"You can't go down there now. It's almost daytime. If the fairy council found out, you'd be suspended from magic for sure. And if a human saw you...
No one is going to see me. And as for the fairy council, well, are you going to tell the fairy council, Horace?
Una raised her eyebrow and put her hands on her hips.
Me?
Now Horace looked like Una had said, okay, ice cream's not really extinct, but the only flavor is mint chocolate booger.
You know I would never.
Then they won't find out, Una said simply. She started off again.
I'm going with you, he said.
No, you'll slow me down.
I can help.
No.
Fine, I won't go with you. I'll just go next to you at the exact same time.
Crud muffin. There was no getting around the fact that stubbornness ran in their family.
Okay, you can come, but no more questions, she said. Now, we've just got to make one quick stop.
Horace and his slugs followed as Una darted into a willow grove and paused at the biggest, droopiest willow. They were in front of Lucy's house. Lucy was not only Una's best friend, she also happened to be the one and only tooth fairy. Una pressed her finger to her lips. Horace nodded.
Is Lucy coming with us too?
Horace whispered.
No, I just need to get her fairy dust, in case there's trouble.
Wow, you think she's going to let you have her locket?
She doesn't have to let me. She's asleep.
Wait, you're going to steal something from your best friend?
Horace wasn't whispering anymore.
Shh, Horace! What did I say about questions? Horace stopped, cleared his throat, and said again, this time with a period,
You're going to steal something from your best friend.
Not steal, borrow. I'll have it back before she knows it's gone.
Why not just ask her?
Una, pink with frustration, pulled Horace away from Lucy's nest. The truth was, she didn't want to ask because Lucy would probably say no, but Una couldn't admit that.
Because?
She smiled as she thought of a reason that showed how really good and generous she was being.
If she doesn't know, she can't get in trouble.
Horace pulled his eyebrows together, thinking hard about that one.
Now, are you in or are you out? Una asked.
Horace looked like he had just decided to eat the booger ice cream. He bit his lip.
In.
Great, you're on lookout duty. Stay here.
Una flitted inside. Una crept past Lucy. Sure enough, she was sleeping after her night of collecting teeth. Una loved her friend, but Lucy would never understand what it felt like to be unsure if you mattered. Lucy already had more tooth customers than a leprechaun had tricks. It was hard to figure out who loved her more, the children of the world or the rest of the fairies. She was the most popular fairy of them all. But Una was a brand new fairy with a brand new job, and finding customers had turned out to be harder than she thought. The biggest hitch was that most children were just used to going to the Band-Aid drawer a lot, and if they didn't know they could use some help, then Una's EFP didn't light up. Una was afraid the rest of the fairies wondered whether Una's job was even necessary. In fact, deep down, Una wasn't sure herself. But all she could do was take care of the children she did.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?